The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going jumping in Ireland this afternoon. We have a national hunt card in Tipperary. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look at the action is William Hill's Irish racing guru, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
All right, buddy. You?
Yeah, not too bad at all, thank you. Nice bit of jumping this afternoon. Not the best card in the world, but it's not too bad, is it?
Well, it's jumping season now, isn't it? Flats almost over, barring a few half-decent meetings here then everywhere. So, yeah, those of us who've very much got jumping blood through our veins are, again, quite excited by the autumnal leaves falling.
Yes, and you, of course, are one of those men, aren't you, Andy?
Absolutely, yeah. I do like my winter racing, yeah. And combination of Dundalk on the flat and one or two other weather meetings, yeah, it's the perfect time of year for punting.
You'd be beside yourself, Andy. You got Dundalk back last week, didn't you? Is that the first one of the season?
Yeah, it's a good card. Yeah, it's nice to get the juices flowing back at Dundalk, and obviously that's going to be a regular occurrence every Friday. So no, should be good fun.
Good. Tipperary then this afternoon. We're going to have good ground and big fields, nice jumping action. So competitive racing throughout mostly. And the first race is the 155, and we start with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And Arctic Fireheads the betting this morning, 2-1 market leader on debut for Willie Mullins, Ruby Walsh in the saddle, and this fella cost quite a bit from France. We've seen Willie Mullins have winning debutants on a number of occasions. At bigger odds, Santarius for Anthony Mullins has been supported as well, 7-1 into 5-1 as we record this on Tuesday morning. Who do you like for the opener, Andy?
Yeah, it's an interesting little matchup between the first three in the market here. You've got two horses, both got form in France, now representing powerful stables. Both of the Mullinses obviously represented, Willie and Anthony. And they've both been nibbled out in the market this morning. Obviously, Arctic Fire cost €110,000, which is not exactly loose change for the owners, but they've had quite a good recent time of it of late. They've got that Wicklow Brave, who's won three times in that national flat races. So they're obviously buying a nice type of horse. Interestingly, he runs in the hood first time out, so he's obviously got his quirks as well. He didn't have the hood on when he raced and won on the last start in France. So obviously, he's just a little bit, perhaps a horse who needs to calm down a little bit. Interesting to see how he goes today. And also, there's money for Sartorius, as you mentioned, which is also quite illuminating. But I'm probably going to have to stick with my figures here and go against the grain. Now, I don't normally like selecting 19 race maidens because that's a one-way ticket at the poorhouse. But I actually think that Enchanting Forest has got a good chance of taking this here today. I'm not saying this is his easiest task of late. That would be disrespectful and unkind to the other two because I don't know how good they are. They could be very good. But this horse always seems to run to his rating anyway, at least, even if he doesn't win. So the other two are going to have to probably run to the 120s, early 130s to beat him. Because he certainly ran to his figures last time out at Listowel when he was fourth in very decent handicap won by Fari Oscar. That was on ground. That probably would have been a little bit too lively for this fella. He's now got good ground to run on. And, you know, a reproduction of any of his last three runs should see him there or thereabouts. I think if you're place potting here today, it's the first name you put on the sheet. And if you're looking for some each way doubles and trebles throughout the course of the day, I think Enchanting Forest is bound to give you the place side of the bet, if nothing else. So I'll stick with Enchanting Forest, and I'm going to put him up in an each way double in a horse I'm selecting in the next race.
OK, well, let's move on to the next race then. That's the 2.25. It's another maiden hurdle. This one's over 2 miles. And the favourite is Sizing India at 9-4. And he hasn't won since he was with Nicky Henderson. That was his first start. He's then had four starts since. His penultimate effort was pretty good at Limerick, but then a little bit disappointing last time at Downpatrick. So hard to work out maybe Sizing India. And the fact that you say you're going to go for an each-way double, Andy, I guess you're taking him on.
Yeah, I am, yeah. My nap of the day runs in this race. And I take Sizing India on. Any horse that fails to beat Roger Dove over hurdles, who up until then has looked a very disappointing horse this season from the Ken Condon stable. Only rated 58 on the flat, Roger Dove. Read that. And a horse as well I didn't put down as having a great deal of stamina attached to it, only a 7 furlong stroke a mile on the level. So I thought it was a really poor effort by Sergeant Indira. Clearly he's not been living up to his home reputation. He was backed as well from 7 to 4 to 11 to 10, and he still couldn't get the job done. So I'm going to oppose him big time here and put up Jan's Boy as my nap of the day. Really, really strong on this Mickey Winters train, six-year-old. Michael Winters just had a fantastic run of things of late. Of course, Rebel Fitz did him proud again by winning the Grade 2 chase over the weekend. And I expect the good work to be continued by this six-year-old, who was handled by Piers Gallagher quite well at the Stoll Festival. The duo teamed up to chase home Lagan Canal, who was a very, very smart horse from the Tony Martin stable. He won quite easily, to be fair, in the Anlagan Canal, but there's certainly a markdown. Jan's Boy is a certain winner of Maiden Hurdle in the future, because he was the only one that could live with that horse. They were well clear of the rest. They got strung out like washing in the latter stages. The time of the race is pretty good compared to the handicap hurdle on the same card. And interesting that Piers Gallagher probably didn't get it right, in the sense he went all the way around the inside on the swamp. Anything that went round the inside that day, I certainly upgraded if they ran well, because you just could not pick your legs out that inside of the track. And interesting that Ruby Rolls took Lagan Canal all the way around the outside for the better ground. So I think Jan's Boy ran beyond its levels up to that point. He hadn't really shown that he could do what he did. But I just think it's the fact that he's from the Michael Winter stable. They're just getting everything to run about £10 above what they've previously done. And I expect this horse to win today. And 3-1, I think he's a really good bet. But look, I think on the safe side, you put him in an each-way double with Enchanted Forest in the first race.
Okay, on to the third race then. This is at 2.55, and we're into handicap company for this. This is a 3-mile handicap hurdle, and there's been a few of them attracting money this morning. Quite a lively betting heat. The Life Of is the 4-1 favourite, and that's been supported from 5-1. Waterloo Chateau, 7s into 6s, and at bigger prices, Mags Miller, 16s into 12s. So a few people must have fairly strong opinions here, Andy. What do you like in the race?
Yeah, it could be a decent little heat, this. The Life Of certainly ran well last time out. I could see where they're coming from with that. Made a bad mistake at the last win. I wouldn't say he was still in contention. He might have finished a little bit closer up. He actually did rally quite well and came home with a good deal of purpose. So, yeah, I wouldn't put anyone off that one if they fancied the Life Of. Obviously, now just trading a bit too short for my liking. I'll probably go a couple against the field here in this race. It looks a wide-open contest. I haven't got a strong view. But I'm quite interested in the one they've already had a nibble at, funny enough, Mags Miller. From the Paul Pierce stable, Ben Dalton takes the ride, yet to win, but I thought ran quite well down in Garen the other day, shaping quite encouragingly, and that wouldn't be the first time that this horse has indicated that a win is round the corner. And I think she'll improve for the step up in trip as well. The ground won't be an issue, good ground today here at Tipperary, no rain forecast. She does like a decent surface, and the hood seems to be working as well, so I'd certainly have a little small interest in her. And the other one would be Our Only Option. Now, this horse ran at the Listol Festival the other day, and ground that probably wouldn't have suited him. I know he's a 10-year-old, this fella, but he hasn't run too bad in two or three starts of late. He was second at Nace last season, again on ground that would have been a bit too soft. But noticeably, his only career victory came here at this track. Now, that was way back in the day, but at least he's got form and good ground here at Tipperary. And that run the other day indicated that he still remains a good deal of his ability. So at 20-1, he's worth probably a few quid as well. So Our Only Option at 20s, and Mags Miller at 12-1. Probably I'll just have a couple of small few quid on those two.
Okay, on to the 3.25 next, and this is over fences for the first time. We're into a beginner's chase here, and it's over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. And the favourite this morning is Darun, who's 11-8. And Darun was very much the best of these over hurdles, but his jumping has lacked a little bit over fences. Andy, do you think he's worth another chance here?
I'm not so sure. I think your vibes and your sort of the way you're indicating suggest that you're not convinced, and neither am I. He tipped up halfway down in Ballinrobe last time out, bit of an innocuous fall. I don't really think he got that experience out of his system last time out at Galway, when again he made mistakes at crucial stages of that race in Galway. I'm prepared to have a look him here. I think he could be quite weak in the market today. And the two to concentrate on are Redaffa and Jimmy the Hat. I think Redaffa's got a definite chance on most of his hurdle form. He's got some good form at these kind of tracks. And he ran quite well last time out down in Downpatrick behind one of Willie Mullins' inmates called Rattan. I don't think that was a bad race for the course. And the other one, I think he's probably more worthy of an interest from an each-way stance, is Jimmy the Hat, making his second run over, having his second run over fences. First time, unfortunately, he was pulled up, so that's a little bit of a concern. But subsequently, he's very much gone the right way over the smaller obstacles, winning at Perth, and then gaining another good run the other day. I know he was beaten 13 lengths in the end, but he was trying to give a stone away to a horse who subsequently won again, Emily's Flyer, and the circuit time for that race is absolutely off the scale. So he was obviously up against it on that occasion. If he gets his act together, and he should do really, being as he's trained by Gordon Elliott over fences, then around about 6-1, Jimmy the Hat each way is the safest option I can put up in that 3.25.
OK, Jimmy the Hat each way in that one. Then we move on to the 3.55 next, and this is a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles, and the betting this morning for this one is headed by Sox's Girl, who's 7-4. It's 7-2 for Ashbury, 6-1 for Stabilo, Rory's Brother is 7s, and then 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Sox's Girl, Andy, hit the crossbar on a couple of occasions. Do you think that she can get her head in front this time?
She should be able to if she's fit enough to do so justice after a bit of a layoff. Obviously, she's been off the track since middle of June when she was second in a useful handicap hurdle down in Corbion sur la Mode. She does run that track particularly well, so I'd always prepared to sort of wash over her runs at Cork in the sense that when she goes elsewhere, she's probably not so good. Yet to win in 29 runs, though, that's the only slight concern about her. Can we give her another chance? Well, she certainly wouldn't have a better opportunity than this, because this, to all intents and purposes, is one of the worst beginner's chase I think I've ever seen anywhere, let alone in Ireland. This is an absolute horrendous affair. I'll probably give Ashbury another go here, just because I didn't want to take a short price about the favourite. I do think Ashbury's a little bit of value. Again, he's not got too many runs to recommend him either, Liam Burke's charge, but that one when he was runner-up behind Shadow Elf down in Killarney, when he was second best on that occasion, certainly he's probably the best public form we've got over fences. He was outclassed last time out on ground. That would have been a bit too soft for her liking, behind run with the wind et al. But again, that was a decent chase for the grade. So it's just such a bad race, and Ashbury's probably about the only one I could come up with any degree of confidence. So I'll go with her in the hope that she's got enough form to take care of this lot, because it is a bad bunch.
OK. The penultimate race is the 4.25. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And we have joint favourites this morning, Black Cash and Chantala. They're both 5-2. Black Cash came from way off the pace last time to get in front just on the line at Downpatrick under a great ride from Davy Condon. Black Cash makes his handicap debut here, and Chantala is chasing the hat-trick, although the trip may be a little bit on the short side. What do you make of the joint favourites, Andy?
Yeah, Black Cash, I thought, was mildly fortunate winning the day. It was more the fact that Clara Native once again stopped on the running, as he often does, and I think the victory from Black Cash was rather handed to him on the plate by the antics of one or two that didn't see it up the hill. Whether he's going to be effective around this sharper track going left-handed remains to be seen. And that also is the case for Chantal, as you quite rightly pointed out. He's coming back in trip from a win the other day over 2.6 miles. But that said, I do think Chantala has got such a high cruising speed and the circuit times he's been doing, I don't think he'll have that much bother, funny enough, dropping back in distance. And I quite fancy Chantala here, because I do think this is quite a weak race. They should go a good gallop as well, courtesy of Decade Player being in the race. He goes off like his tail's on fire. So they're going to make sure that this is a good gallop. And if it collapses towards the end, it's going to collapse in the favour of Chantala, who does see out the trip obviously really well. And I'm very much going down the same route as Connections. They think he's good enough for 2.1 miles, and so do I.
OK. The final race is the 4.55. We finish with a bumper over 2.5 miles, and Shoot Hall is the 2-1 favourite. Shake the Tree is 100-30. Leave the Light On is 6-1. The Rambling Kid is 10s. Flush Bar is 11s. Fleming's Delight and Star Council both 12-1. And then bigger prices, the remaining runners. Who'd you like for the closing bumper, Andy?
Really fancy one in this, funny enough. I don't normally have strong opinions in bumpers. You well know, I usually give a selection, but just let them wash over me a little bit. I thought Shoot Hall ran well down in Listowel the other day. He was well-fancied favourite, and I think he's the one to beat. I couldn't disagree with him being chalked up as the jolly here. I think he'll be better for that run. I think the better ground will suit him as well. But running a couple of days later in a Listowel main hurdle was a horse called Leave the Light On. And this is one of the most unluckiest losers of a maiden hurdle I think I've seen for a long, long time. He should have won that day. Mickey Butler was producing him absolutely perfectly. Unfortunately, as he jumped the last, he jumped into the back of something that was fading, and it almost led to him being brought down. Now, he dusted himself down to at least rally and finish in the frame for those who backed him each way at a big price. He finished third behind a horse called Maria. Now, Maria has subsequently gone on to finish third in a very, very good handicap down at Gowran Park the other day. So I think the form's good. The speed figure suggested it was good. It was the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card. And prior to that, he ran really well in a bumper down in Navan as well, behind a couple of useful horses called Some Ticket and Pantene. So he's obviously got form, good form as well in the National Hunt Flat Race sphere. We know he stays this trip, and that's going to be very, very important. Him, like the favourite, have already stayed 2.5 miles. You don't get too many 2.5 mile bumper races. So both of these two horses really stay well. But at the prices, obviously Shootall being a 2-1 favourite, it leaves the light on a colossal, gigantic 6-1. I can't resist having a few quid each way on Urindoyle's charge. I just hope that he travels and he goes as well as he did in that race down in Listowel. No reason to suggest why he wouldn't. And if that's the case, then he's surely got to be in the first three here. And I expect him to shake up the favourite, whatever happens. So leave the light on. Very strong recommendation. My next best on the card each way at 6-1.
Okay, good stuff. Let's have a summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, Enchanted Forest in the first. I'll certainly give him another go. He's got the form in the book to go close and beat the Unraced Brigade here, if he puts his best foot forward. If he doesn't, well, then he's sure to be in the frame. You can have an each-way double with him and Jan's Boy in the second race, who is my nap of the day. If you get some place money rolling onto Jan's Boy, all well and good. But if you just wanted to back Jan's Boy on its own win only, they can get 3-1 with William Hill. And I do think that is a really good bet in that 225. In the 255, not a great strong view here. Our only option is one of the only few course winners in the race. So I'll have to go with him as a bit of a wild outsider. And Mags Miller, who ran quite well 4 days ago down in Gowran in a similar race to this, up in trip. I'm sure he'll go well as well. Already been nibbled at as well this morning by one or two William Hill clients. Jimmy the Hatton at 325 is the obvious each-way poke in that beginner's chase. The other beginner's chase on the card is a real ghastly affair. It might be good enough, or Ashbury certainly might be good enough to take advantage of such a weak contest. 425, I'll go with the informed Chantala to keep up the good work despite the drop in trip. And then in the final race, leave the light on. 6-1 for that. I still cannot believe how that horse can be 6-1.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Andy. That's Tipperary. Enjoy it, what you see of it this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.